Welcome everyone, Tangents Gaming Podcast, Toby here. Hopefully you are excited about this episode, because I know I am. Over the last many decades of video games and video games systems, we've had so many different prices for systems from the 1970s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, even the 10s and the 20s. So today what we're going to be doing is we're going to go back in time, take a look at when certain systems were released, and see how much they would have cost if they were released today. First up, we're going to do a flashback before I was born to 1977, when the Atari 2600 was released. The original asking price of this machine was $199. If you think about it, you know, $199, that's not bad, especially if you take a look at prices of today. However, if you look at everything when it cost back then, $199 back then was equal to $995, almost $1,000. If this particular machine was released today, how mind-blowing is that? Well, the Atari 2600 wasn't the first system that I've ever played. The next one is the Intellivision. It was released in 1980, which was like 1 year after I was born. But the original price was $299. Today, if it was released, it would be $1,164. Now, just think about the price swing, the price difference from 1980 to 2024. That is absolutely huge. I'm going to actually hate to see this in, like, say, another 10 years, what the inflation rate would be. 1982, released the ColecoVision. The original price was $175. Price for today, $550. That one seems just a little different, if you ask me. 2 years can make that big of a difference? Who knows? I'm not even going to go there. Oh, same year, 1983, Atari 5200 comes out. The original asking price was $269. All right, ready? The inflation rate, $843. I'm not even going to say anything, just for the simple fact it's 1982. 1985. Oh, you guys are going to love this one. The original Nintendo Entertainment System was released for $199. You're going to start seeing that $199 might be the average price back in the day. However, if the NES was released today, $562. And just think of how simple the Nintendo was. Even if you go back to the PlayStation or the Atari was pretty simple. Very, very simple. You could beat games in less than 5 minutes. That probably is going to be another episode on the simplicity of games back in the day to today. All right. So Atari thought they'd throw another loop in the hole with the Atari 7800. The original asking price was $139, but it came out to $392 today. Yeah. 1986, exact same year, the Sega Master System was released with the original price of $200. The one system I wanted, but my mom said no. So she got me a Nintendo. Well, the price was $557. Which, you know, isn't that far off with the Nintendo. It kind of worked out the same. A couple years later, the Game Boy was released. The original asking price was $89. And with the inflation rate, it's $220. I remember me saving my money for my paper out to buy my first Game Boy and all my games. And idiot me, I left it at a friend's house. Should kick my ass for that one. Alright. 1989. The Sega Genesis. Yeah. $189. In 1989, would work out to be $466. Today's money. Now we're starting to get into some of the systems that massively flopped and never really came back. Like, for example, the TurboGrafx-16 in 1989 was $199. You see, that's what I mean. $199 is like an average price for systems back in the day. But if it was released today, it would be $490. I've been playing a few of the TurboGrafx games. They're kind of arcade-ish, kind of fun. Something that, I don't know, it's just, it was fun. Like, hit the, no, kind of going on my tangents here. The Atari Lynx. Yes, the Atari was still trying to get into the systems. Well, with the Atari Lynx, that is handheld. The original price was $179, and in today's money, which is not 1989, it's $440. Oh baby. Yeah, the Atari should just back away. Back away, close your doors. Don't make systems anymore. But in 1990, the Neo Geo came upon us. The original asking price in 1990 was $649. Wow. In today's money, all right, are you guys sitting down? $1,514. Holy S word. I don't even know. I'm speechless on that one. Oh. Sega. 1991, they decided to go in the handheld. Possibly created a system so far ahead of himself that it set him back. Because with the Game Gear, the original price was $149. With today's price, $338. But batteries would have put a mortgage on your house. In the exact same year, the SNES system was released for $199. Oh, I remember the publicity for this one. Oh, baby. This. Nintendo did absolutely awesome with the release of this particular system and the things that you could do to win one. If it was released today, $447. Ooh. In 1993, the company 3DO Interactive was released with Panasonic. The original asking price was $699. However, with the inflation rate and everything like that, $1,473. A system that should have been, that could have been, but failed. Atari, why? Why are you doing this to yourself? The Atari Jaguar. 1993, the original price that they asked, $249. You know, it's three times cheaper than the 3DO. But still, 5:24. So sad. On a positive note, in 1995, the Sega Saturn was released for $3.99. Anybody who has talked about the Saturn talked very highly of it and what it could actually do. Where I've never actually played it. Hell, I have never even seen it in person. But the original asking price in 95 was $3.99. And in today's money, it would be $8.05. Virtual Game Boy. Oh, I'm not even sure where to start with this one. $179 in today's price, $359. And from the reviews that people say that the color red, it sucked. It was hard on the eyes. Just looking at that, it wasn't really that good. So I don't know about that one. In 1995, as well, Sega decided, let's release a brand new handheld, which is the Sega Nomad. $180 was the original asking price, and the cost was $360. You know what I think I might actually do? Sit down one day and have an episode where it's just Sega products. Because let me tell you, Sega probably was one of the video game companies that were so far ahead of its time that it hurt them. And I'll figure something out. Don't you worry. Just don't you worry. All right. Now we're getting into the game systems that absolutely changed gaming. Even today, it has changed. Because in 1995, for $299, where the exchange would have been $5.98, the PlayStation. Yes, the PlayStation was released in 1995 for $5.98, if it was released today. 1 year later, after Nintendo screwed over Sony, they released the Nintendo 64 and had some of the best games ever created for this particular system. When it was released, it was $199. Exchange rate and all, $387. All right, what the hell is game.com? It's like a handheld by Tiger? Yeah, this one's new for me. Original price in 1997 was $69. That's $131. Ooh, Game Boy Color. Original price in 1998 was $69. Today, it would cost $129. Neo Geo Pocket Color was $69. Giggity, 1999. Today, $127. Oh. The Dreamcast. The system that could have been. Only if they added a DVD player. Was released in 1999. Original price was $199. With the inflation, $364. Yeah, I've only actually knew one person with this system. And I swear it was not $199. I swear it was like $500. Maybe it was just a rumor or something. But yeah. 1 year later, the new millennium for $299. Sony PlayStation 2 came out in 2000. And it was $528. You know, taking a look at some of these prices, I really want to think that they're an American price. Because for some odd reason, I think the PlayStation 2, when it came out here in Canada, was like $500. Oh, 2001. Game Boy Advance was $99. $171 in today's dollar. Here's a good one. Here's a good one. 2001 also. Original price, For the GameCube was $199. Today's cash, $344. One of the best systems was also released in 2001. And I know I'm going to get a lot of hate. No, this one's not great. This one's better. But the original Xbox was released in 2001 for $299. $518 with inflation. No, I'm not going to do that one. That one's not even a handheld. The Nintendo DS was in 2004. The original asking price was $149. With the exchange rate and everything, $240. Oh my god. I thought this one was going to absolutely fail in 2005 with the PlayStation Portable. But it actually did way better than I was expecting. The original asking price was $249. And with the inflation, $396. I wish I owned one. I really do. Next is the generation that probably was one of the best ever created and was probably the pinnacle of video games ever. But this probably was one of the downfalls of Xbox. In 2005, the 360 was released. The original asking price was $299. $465 with inflation. Mine just crapped out not long ago. I'm going to go back, see if I can try fixing it. But yeah, the 360 is probably one of the best systems ever created. I know I'm going to get a lot of hate. Because many people love PlayStation, which, you know, each to their own. If I stuck with PlayStation, I'd probably be the exact same way. Because in 2006, the PS3 came out for $499. Today's price, $760. Then we have Nintendo, who decided to go one step higher, a little bit better, leaving a mark on everything. With the Nintendo Wii for $249 in 2006, today's price, $379. Oh, okay, there we go. Nintendo DS in 2011 was $249. Wait, no, Nintendo 3DS. And today's price, $342. I'm not going to. Nintendo Wii U in 2012. Was $349. Today's price, $465. Oh, PlayStation 4, $399 in 2013, which would have been $526. Oh boy. Xbox One in 2013 was originally priced for $499, and that price fricked them over so bad because nobody wanted the Kinect. And Xbox, like, yeah, you want it, you need it, blah, blah, blah. Found out later there's a lot of people that switched over because of that. Well, when you have like a $100 price difference, and just think of a Canada. That'd be like a $130 difference. People aren't going to get it. And if it was released today, it would have been $657. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Oh, ho. For $299 in 2017, the Nintendo Switch was released. Today's price, $377. This right here shows how smart Nintendo is. Like, seriously. Alright. PlayStation 5 was released in 2020 for $499. And in today's inflation rate, $589. But just think, people were spending over $1,000 for this system. That just blows me away. I'm not going to do that one. Should I go Series S or Series X? Screw it. Let's go with Series X. Xbox Series X in 2020 was $499, $589 with the inflation. Steam Deck? No. All right. So that is it. And all those prices for inflation was set for 2023 in November. Oh, okay, that's freaking cool. Yeah. Ah, the times have changed. The value's gone up. The value's gone down. But altogether, you guys, I think it was very interesting to see what the prices were when they were released and try comparing them to the dollar value of today. Even though, if you take a look at the dollar value of today, that is just two things uncomparable to each other. Because in 20, what was it, 17, I bought a ham, going from video games to a ham, and it was $10. And it was, like a fair size ham, like football ham, not the stringy one, but like the process for $10. Now those things are like 20. Everything that were on the shelves have doubled in price. So just think from the 1970s, the 80s, the price difference, the 90s, like $1,500 for some of these things. Like that is incredible. My very first that my mom bought was the Atari 2600. And to this day, I really do not understand how she was afford to do that, being a single mom. Like, I give her credit. Like, seriously. Taking a look at some of these games, like $20 back in the day, that was incredible. And yes, I do understand that the video games back then is different than today, but still. The pricing for a game you can beat in 5 minutes. I watched the old ET game for Atari, and there was a video, and the guy basically beat it in 5 minutes. That's how fast it was. Meanwhile, there was me playing it for hours and hours and hours on end because it was ET. I did eventually beat it, and I think that was one of my greatest accomplishments. All right, you guys. Well, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna let you go. Hopefully, this episode was very entertaining, very learning. And maybe next time I'll do the exact same thing, give you something to think about, to hum about, maybe to learn something about. I don't know. Well, if you have any questions or comments, feel free to email me at tangentsgamingpod@gmail.com. Tangents Gaming 189 across social media, Facebook, Twitter, X, the fun stuff. And until next time, I will see you later, and I will hopefully hear you back here on Tangents Gaming Podcast, or the new name, Tangents Retro Gaming Podcast. All right, I'll talk to you later. Peace!